You should join us tonight.
You will witness a miracle.
Do you still think you're a star?
Stop it.
Is it me or is it getting a bit choppy?
Thanks for coming in.
We lived here.
I never forgot it.
I'm fine to walk, honestly.
We're not secret partners.
Enjoy the rest of the concert.
Movie news.
Kiva.
We'll see who gets the last laugh.
With Gareth Daly.
Whoa.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. We are starting today with a little update as such from last week.
A really nice update as well, because remember we were talking about the new Chitty Chitty Bang Bang film? Well, Enda Walsh is going to write the script for the project.
Amazing.
Which is exciting news. Yeah, very much so. And they've got a director as well, Matthew Warkus, who would have been the director of Matilda the Musical.
Yes.
And also a movie called Pride back in 2014. So really good combination here of talent to put on the project. And, you know, we discussed about the origins of it, that it was a bedtime story by Ian Fleming and that the original screenplay was written by Roald Dahl as well. But Eon and Amazon are producing the film and it's in early stages of development, but now it has its writer and director.
Well, that's a good lineup, no doubt about it. OK, you'll keep us posted on that. Now, news of a sequel.
This is news of a sequel to a film we are going to be awaiting coming our way in 2025, which is 28 years later. The trailer for that, of course, was released and had huge response to it. But you know what? They shot two movies back to back when they shot this film, and they're going to have a sequel, which is set to be released in January of 2026, and it's called The Bone Temple. So it is also written by Alex Garland and Danny Boyle. Producing and Cillian Murphy is executive producing, and it's also got some of the same cast members that's going to be in 28 years later. They are Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jodie Comer and Riff Innes. So very, very good lineup. I think we'll all be very much looking forward to 28 years later, which is going to be on cinema screens June 20th in 2025. And the story details for that film kind of remain under wraps for it a little bit, but we do know that the story takes place almost three decades since the virus escaped a biological weapons laboratory. One group of survivors lives on a small island connected to the mainland, and I suppose they're trying to heavily defend it in case anything
pretty dark stuff
comes in on it. Pretty dark stuff. Do watch the trailer for that. It is out and it looks very, very good.
Yeah.
But The Bone Temple coming in 2026.
Gosh, they have it all sorted for us now. Who are you going to animate?
Ghostbusters! Yes, so basically the Ghostbusters, they want to keep kind of spinning out so much of this sort of property, and they see a lot in it. There's talks now that there's going to be an animated film, and what I think they have a benchmark for this, probably the Spider-Verse films, because they've actually done really well at the box office, but they've also gained critical acclaim as well. And they're going to do this now at Netflix and Sony Animation, where they're going to expand the universe and have an animated film based on the property. They've got a director as well, Chris Pern, who would have been involved in the likes of Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs too. So he's going to be looking after it. It's not the first time it's been animated. If you're a child of the 80s, you might remember the real Ghostbusters was a TV series on the small screen back in the day. And I think, look, we're going to probably see more and more. There is a sort of supernatural comedy series based on Ghostbusters as well that's in the works at Netflix, but that's very different to the animated film. Lots of them on the way.
Lots on the way indeed. All right, we're going to the small screen?
We are. This is Apple TV. They have a new high-profile drama that's in development. It's got a name called Bananas at the moment. That's the title. But what's more appealing is the cast that they've lined up for it. Oscar Isaac and Ana de Armas are set to star in it. They're also set to executive produce it. And they've got a very, very strong director attached to the project as well. And that's David O'Russell, who will act as an executive producer as well. There's not too much known about the project as yet, but we do know, obviously, with the casting, that's going to bring a lot of attention to it. It'll be Ana de Armas' sort of first English language series, because obviously we know how well she's been doing in feature film in recent years, and she's got that new John Wick spin-off, Ballerina, opening up in June next year as well. Oscar Isaac has done the small screen with Moon Knight not too long ago with Disney Plus, and he also did scenes from a Marriage for HBO as well. David O'Russell, very busy. He's got a new movie coming out next year, or he's going to be shooting it, called Madden. This is about John Madden, a sort of NFL coach, and there was a video game based on him as well called Madden NFL. Christian Bale is also starring in that project. So that's going to shoot early next year.
Very good. What trailer have you picked for us?
I've picked a movie that has a very good cast in it. It has Michael Fassbender, it has Cate Blanchett, and it also has Pierce Brosnan.
Wow.
Take a listen to this. This is Black Bag.
Where are you off to?
Black Bag.
Right. You asked how it works. To be with someone in this business, this is how. You each know what you know, and you know what you'll do, and you never discuss certain things again. I watch her, I assume she watches me. I would do anything for you.
Would you?
Yes. One of our people stole something.
Something extremely valuable.
You cannot imagine the damage. Find the leak.
Yes, Pierce Brosnan there at the end of that trailer clip for Black Bag. Quite a cast, as you say, Garrett.
Quite a cast, and quite a lot of talent behind the camera as well, because Steven Soderbergh directs the project here. David Cope, who would have been the writer on Jurassic Park and War of the Worlds, has penned the script as well. But the story here, it's a spy thriller which deals with the with a sort of long-term relationship in a world of shifting loyalties and betrayal. It has intelligent agents George Woodhouse and his beloved wife Catherine. They're played by Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. And when she is suspected of betraying the nation, George faces the ultimate loyalty test, that of his marriage or that of his country. Mm. Marissa Abella also stars in it as well, and Naomi Harris, and as you mentioned, Pierce Brosnan too. So really strong cast in this. It's going to be in cinemas March 14th, 2025. So do check out the trailer for Black Bag.
Well, there's one to look forward to. Let's look at new releases in cinemas this weekend. We're going to kick off with Mufasa, The Lion King.
This story begins far beyond the mountains and the shadows. On the other side of the light. A lion was born without a drop of nobility in his blood. A lion who would change our lives forever.
That is Mufasa, the Lion King. I did play a couple of the songs last Saturday by Lin-Manuel Miranda, but the Lion King going strong, Garrett.
Yeah, the live action. Is this an origin story that people wanted? Hard to know, but basically Simba, having become king of the Pride Lands, is determined for his cub to follow in his footsteps, while the origins of his late father Mufasa are explored. Aaron Pierre, Kelvin Harrison Jr., Blue Ivy Carter, Seth Rogen, to name but a few of the voice talents in this film. And Barry Jenkins, director of the likes of Moonlight, is at the helm here.
Very good. Now, Justin Kurzel has directed The Order. This one getting good reviews.
I like the look of this. This is a film I want to see. It has a very good cast in it. Jude Law, Nicholas Holt, Ty Sheridan. A series of bank robberies and car heists frightened communities in the Pacific Northwest. And a lone FBI agent believes that the crime were not the work of financially motivated criminals, but rather a group of dangerous domestic terrorists. That is called The Order. And we've just a couple of others to mention as well. Dolphin Boys, and Anime. Animated film about dolphin rescues a little boy in the waves, and since then they carelessly grow up together, exploring the exciting marine life with their funny tricks. But one day the peace of their joyful little world is destroyed by the evil octopus. We've also got the 6888. This is 855 women joined the war to fix the 3-year backlog of undelivered mail. Faced with discrimination and a country devastated by war, they managed to sort more than 17 million pieces of mail ahead of time. Kerry Washington leads the cast in that one.
Now, TV movies, you're going to give us more than one because 'tis the season.
Tis the season, so I mean, if you want a little Christmas movie this evening, Jingle All the Way is on. It's a fun movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he has to get that toy that everybody wants for Christmas and he can't get it, but he'll do anything to try and get it for his son. That's on RT1 at 6:35. Another movie that is quite uplifting, doesn't sound like it from its byline, but basically after escaping from an abusive husband, Sandra finds herself on a long waiting list for housing, and while looking after her two children and working two part-time jobs, she chances up a website that, with a little help from old friends, changes her life, and they start a plan to build a house. Claire Dunn leads the cast in Herself, which is on RT1 at 9:55.
And then just a few things to mention for the Christmas period, Garrett.
Yeah, well, if you're a fan of Wallace and Gromit, they're back. And it's almost two decades, really, since their last feature outing. So you've got Wallace and Gromit, Vengeance Most Foul. That's going to be on BBC One. And it's on Christmas Day at 6:10. There's also a documentary which might be worth watching as well, called From Roger Moore with Love. That's a special that's on BBC Two at 9 p.m. And if you do want a bit of fun, I mean, what better way to sort of round off the day? Top Gun Maverick.
Perfect.
Is on RT1 at 10 o'clock. Absolutely
bit
perfect.
Bit of Tom Cruise, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, and just to mention then, on Stevens's Day, a wonderful premiere, really great chance for people to see this movie, That They May Face the Rising Sun. Mm. It's based, obviously, on John McGahern's award-winning novel, but a lovely film, Barry Ward starring in it. That is on RT1, 9:20 on St. Stephen's Day.
Fantastic. Gareth, thank you so much for all of the movie news all year. We look forward to hearing all about the new releases when we are back. But a very happy Christmas to you, and thanks a million.
My pleasure, and happy Christmas to you and all your listeners.